Chapter 4. World record for the worst day ever. I know it seems like this was the best suspension day maybe in history, and to be honest, it was, at least at first. I got to punch that jerk Brandon in the face. I know, not cool, but still, leave school early and hang out at the track with my new coach because I was on a team now, who turned out to be a pretty cool dude. Me and coach didn't go no further into my life or nothing like that, which was a good thing because I never really told nobody about my dad. Instead, coach asked me who my favorite basketball player was. LeBron, I said, like it should have been obvious. Who else?
Who else?
Coach said, surprised.
Let me think. Michael Jordan.
Jordan? Come on, man. Jordan is like somebody's granddaddy. Jordan don't want to see LeBron on his worst day. LeBron could be sick from a bad batch of cafeteria chicken drummies and still give Jordan the business. Coach stood up.
See, that's the problem with you kids. Y'all don't know what a true champ is.
Coach, I hate to break it to you, but LeBron is a champ. He got rings, I said, holding up two fingers and wiggling them around.
But Jordan has six.
Now Coach held up both his hands. All five fingers spread on his right, just his pointer finger up on his left. He wiggled them like I did.
Six. Jordan got six? Whoa.
I probably should have known that, but I didn't.
Dang.
I knew he won a few, but six? Is that the Guinness World Record?
The what?
Coach asked. The Guinness World Record.
Gotta be.
I put it in my head to check the book when I got a chance.
I don't know. Probably. He was the greatest of all time.
Coach shot an invisible jump shot, his tongue hanging out his mouth. It looked ridiculous. Clearly he wasn't a ball player. Then I asked him about that guy I read about who was supposed to be the fastest man alive, Usain Bolt. Coach knew all about him, too.
Usain ran a 9.58,
Coach said. What's that mean? I asked, because the numbers 9, 5, and 8 meant nothing to me. They're not points or nothing like that. At least I didn't think they were. I actually wasn't even really sure if you could score points in track or not. Just seemed like the kind of sport you just win ribbons and medals or whatever.
That was his time for the 100 meter.
Coach pointed up the track toward the start line he had everybody sprinting from the day before.
From there,
he moved his hand to the finish line,
to there, 9 seconds and 58 milliseconds. The boy is like lightning.
I looked at the distance and in my head counted 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, and pictured myself running. 9 seconds seemed like a pretty long time.
But that ain't even that fast,
I said. Plus, it just didn't seem like 100 meters was all that long. I mean, I had just run it the day before in what had to be 6 or 7 seconds. Couldn't have been more than 8.
You don't think so?
Coach asked, flashing a sly grin.
You think you can beat that?
I looked at the distance again. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi. I don't know, I shrugged. Probably.